Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to live your life by design in 2009? Well, then sit back, relax, and enjoy an empowering conversation to advance and enhance your life. And now, your host, Miss Kathy Holloway Hill and Mr. Tony Lamont.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kathy Holloway Hill on the Living by Design show. I will be running solo this evening. My wonderful co-host is engaged in other events this evening, and he will not be joining us, so we will miss him, and we will welcome back with open arms to next week. But we are continuing with our 12-week series, and I am so excited to continue with our Review, Renew, and Reclaim Your Life series, and it has just been going so very well. Thank everyone for all of the email notes I've been receiving, and you guys are just really responding in a grand fashion, and I'm so glad that we're bringing quality guests and you're getting a lot out of the shows. And I tell you, the finale coming up in a few weeks is just, it's just going to be out of this world. So stay tuned. Please visit the website, emotionalbailout.com. All of the details are there. We have gifts that you just would not believe, the bonus gifts for your financial health and your emotional health, any type of life transformation that you are trying to accomplish for 2010, those resources are there for you. So go to the website, check them out. They're there. Our guest this evening is, oh my goodness, I don't even know where to begin to start to talk about this outstanding individual. I was blessed to actually meet this individual on my show here on the Living by Design show. Last year I had a topic related to body image, and I had Dr. Lee Schwartz on and Jackie Fine. And Jackie and I have really become great friends and colleagues. She's a brilliant individual, very, very, very good in what she does. Her relationship advice is I mean, it's just so highly sought after from publications and radio shows and everywhere, and she is very, very good at what she does. And I am so excited and so happy to bring on the line Miss Jackie Fine. Hey, that rhymed.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Jackie, how are you this evening?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you for agreeing to be on, and thank you for being in my team.
Yes, yes.
We are really going to change some lives, Jackie.
Yes, we are, and change some relationships, too.
Ooh, you know that's a big one.
Yes.
That is a major, major area. Well, Jackie, for the people that weren't able to tune in the previous times you've been on my show, just kind of give a little quick recap of yourself and your work and everything you're working on. Well, not everything, because I know you're working on a lot of things, but just, you know, just kind of a recap of what you do.
Well, for the past 18 years, I've been coaching couples and individuals on what it takes to have a happy, committed, healthy, loving relationship with their significant other. My mentors in the field were Dr. Bob and Leah Schwartz, who wrote the book, The One-Hour Orgasm. And I got involved with it, you know, just for personal interest, and was just like really blown away by the philosophy that Moore University, in which, you know, we get the information, you know, how they look at relationships. And so I got into it mainly for personal interest. And the information was so good that I wanted to make it available to other people, because it's information that people need to know. You know, it's not like we can just open up the yellow pages and it tells us how to have a better relationship or sex life. You know, we really have to look. And most of the stuff out there directs us to pornography, which is, you know, that's not the education that we're looking for. And so, you know, couples and individuals are looking for information that they can use, and this is that information. And we created a series of videos, His Eyes Only, Her Eyes Only, How to Make Sex More Fun, The Ultimate Guide to Making a Relationship Work, The Ultimate Valentine, and The Ultimate Sexual Experience were videos that were in the series. And we literally traveled all over the United States interviewing people on their relationships and questions that they wanted answers to in order to, compile and create the videos. And I'm very pleased with how they turned out. And, you know, I also have seminars that I do for couples, and we also have a dating service for people who are interested in dating, and you know, they want to make sure that they're on the right track when they're looking for, you know, that significant other.
Right. And Jackie, I just have to ask, I know, you know, in this bad economy that you're probably seeing a little bit more than the norm of relationship issues and, you know, couples maybe having problems with whatever they're dealing with this economy, whether it's a job loss or whatever.
Oh, yes. And if people log on to my website, I can give them tips on that. And I know that it's like really a strain trying to get through these hard economic times, and I offer the 5 tips to keeping your relationship strong when your spouse is losing their job, and just what you can do. And just as a highlight to that, you know, what someone can do is that they definitely want to, one, make sure that they're sticking to their budget and, you know, not overspending, that they're keeping the lines of communication open, because, you know, during these times it causes a lot of stress on the relationship, so it's important to keep the lines of communication open. And three, to remember the play fair, you know. Oftentimes what I'm hearing, if one person loses their job, Kathy, the other person usually makes the other person feel bad because they're now having to carry the financial load. And you want to remember to play fair. And if, you know, the shoe was on the other foot, how would you want them to treat you during that time? Four, you want to disagree respectfully, you know, not say angry and mean things to one another, you know, because the tension is so high. And you also want to make sure that you're not allowing anyone else outside of your relationship to add to your financial information, unless they're someone who can make a difference. If they're a pastor or a financial advisor that can make a difference in your financial state, then yes, you can confide in them. But other than that, make sure you keep most of what's going on between the two of you. And mm-hmm. then five, and definitely not least, you want to continue to make your relationship a priority, because, you know, during these times it's going to be tough, so you want to find fun and free things that you can do together to continue to have fun in the relationship.
And Jackie, I know one of the things that you are very proficient as far as your practice and your coaching is the sexual aspect, the intimacy aspect of relationships, because, you know, that really does take a nosedive and it suffers.
Yeah.
When, you know, things happen in the economy, somebody loses a job, and how can couples keep their sex life and their intimacy healthy and alive?
Well, you know, what I say, the number one thing that you can do is find ways to pamper each other. I offer on my website different romantic dates that you can take your significant other on, but it's basically, you know, putting focused attention on that other individual without any, you know, necessarily thinking about yourself with, like, you know, well, I should, you know, be getting more attention than he is because I'm giving it to him. But you want to focus your attention on just the individual and pampering and pleasing them, and then they need to also do that back to you. That's one of the things that you definitely need to start with. And then in our videos for His Eyes Only, we show you how to do the famous Venus butterfly technique. This technique was made famous by L.A. Law years ago, the couple who also attended Moore University, where our information came from, did the courses, and they were talking about this technique that really got other people who were not knowing what they were talking about very aroused and interested in knowing it. But the Venus butterfly is a manual technique that you can do to each other that is designed to lengthen and intensify you and your partner's orgasmic experience.
Mm.
Yes.
Interesting. Now, this Venus butterfly, do you talk about that on your website as well?
Yeah, I talk about that, and I also make the videos available.
Oh, great.
With the videos, they get instructions on how to set up the date, because what the video shows you, there's 26 different sexual positions at the beginning, you know, so you can add some variety over the course of the year. You can try out all 25 of them. Some of them are a little bit more difficult to do than others, but it will definitely...
So the Venus butterfly isn't one technique. It's just a process or a group of different positions?
No, it is a technique.
Okay.
The video itself starts off with the positions, and then at the end is the technique. And for his eyes only, we show him how to do the technique on her. And for her eyes only, we show her how to do the technique on him. We also show in the her eyes only how a woman can naturally increase a man's penis size anywhere from 1 to 3 inches.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
Once it goes flaccid, she'll have to do it all over again. But
oh my goodness.
It's definitely good for the moment.
And that's in the video?
That's in for her eyes only.
That's in for her eyes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then in for his eyes only, I'm assuming, well, of course, you know, there's nothing that you can do. But I'm sure there are things you can do because women have that those erotic zones and areas that he can probably intensify for her.
Oh, yes. And then, you know, it's important to remember that women have the ability to have far more pleasure than men do. However, they're
right.
Usually the ones that get less out of intimacy than men. We say if you're having a really good sex life, really good, you're probably only tapping into 10% of the amount of pleasure that you're truly capable of having.
Mm-hmm.
We show you how to get in touch with the other 90%.
Now, Jackie, how much of that is actually mental and how much of that is physical?
Well, you know, sex is not just physical. It is very mental. So if you're someone who has certain issues about intimacy, it's going to be more difficult to get you to the place that we're talking about because there are, I won't say difficult, it'll take longer because there are conditions that you're going to have to be willing to let go of in order to get there.
Mm-hmm. Right. That would make sense. That would make sense. So, I mean, of course, you've got to be open, of course, open
mm-hmm.
to the possibilities, and,
oh, yes.
and just, you know, accept the fact that there are some. Now, for our, I'm just want to make sure I have your website, justaskjackie.com, is that correct?
Yes, www.justaskjackie, JACKIE.com.
Okay, and then I'm going to also put the Venus butterfly technique.
Yes.
Butterfly technique, yeah. Yeah, so that's, when you go to Jackie's website, you may want to check that out because I was just reading someone, I don't know if that's a question someone asked in the chat room. Is that a question you have? One of the people in the chat room said that you made the comment that people who are having, oh, okay. You made the comment that people who are having a good sex life are only tapping into 10% of that. And
yes.
So what do you call a good sex life?
Well, someone who is really enjoying sex and, you know, it's very pleasurable for them and they're like, wow, man, I don't think it can get any better than this, you know.
Okay, so if you're having a good sex life and you're only tapping into 10% of that.
Typically, you're only tapping into 10% of the amount of pleasure that you can truly have.
Right. So that other 90%, would you say that it's more mental or more physical or a combination of both?
Well, it's basically learning your body, and it's learning to, and it's intensifying the orgasmic state, and it's lengthening it out. When most people think of an orgasm, Kathy, they think of it from a male perspective, which is harder, harder, faster, faster, followed by the ejaculation at the end. However, that's not what an orgasm is, and if it was, a woman would never have one. What an orgasm is a series of contractions, pleasurable experiences, the majority of them in the genital area, but they're also experiences, the sensations that you can feel all over your body. Like with the women, we teach them how to do push-outs, and that's how to spread that sensation all through your body rather than just in the genital area. So what an orgasm is a series of contractions starting out when you're feeling the pleasurable experiences, and it carries out until you're no longer feeling those pleasurable experiences. And so we show you how, and it looks like a wave, we show you how to have those peaks and the wave be just as high as that final ejaculation that you're typically used to.
Now, there's another question, and I've never actually heard of this, but the question in the chat room is, are you referring to tantric sex?
No, that tantric sex is having to deal more with breathing. This is a manual technique that you're doing on your partner. It's one nervous system focused on one nervous system. Usually, when you're having intercourse, what's happening, Kathy, is you have the man who's trying to slow down and you have the woman that is trying to speed up, and both of them are in their heads. So he's not really able to get as much information about her, and she's not able to get as much information about him. When you have one nervous system focused on one nervous system, then you're like, you're putting all of your attention to know what buttons to push, how to push them, and we show you the techniques to do when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got it. That makes sense. Now, this butterfly technique, that is kind of like in a category by itself?
Yes, I would say it's definitely in a category.
And that's
by itself.
And that's probably more in the physical, the physical realm of it, more so than the mental.
Well, you know, you have to have a woman who's willing to allow you to get that close to her in order to do that. You know, because it's a very intimate position that, you know, you're in, and you're very vulnerable to your partner. So if you have someone who is reserved in the area of intimacy, it could be difficult to getting them to relax into it. Not impossible, but, you know, more of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. I kind of wanted to ask a little bit about some of those other, I know you had mentioned that there was for his eyes only and for her eyes only. What are some of the other techniques and some of the other positions, for lack of a better word, that you talk about?
In the videos for his eyes only or her eyes only?
Mm-hmm.
Or there's also the ultimate guide to making a relationship work. Now, that is just about communication. The his eyes only and her eyes only are more just like they say for him and her, and they show sexual techniques and sexual positions. They're done in very good taste, however.
That's great. And again, for those of you who are just joining us and who are listening via phone line, Jackie's website is, I have it in the chat room, but you can't see that because you're listening in via phone. It's www.justaskjackie.com, justaskjackie.com. So please visit our website for lots of wonderful resources. Now, I'm going to just kind of shift gears a little bit here and talk about what are some of the tips and advice that you can give in situations where, you know, because of all the different things going on and people's emotions and communication issues, and I know you had mentioned earlier about how to keep the lines of communication open, which is great advice. But when a partner does shut down emotionally and they've kind of, you know, I guess maybe just alienated themselves off, and they don't want to open up, they don't want to communicate, and they're just kind of emotionally unavailable. How do you help your partner, or what can you do? Should you just leave them alone to work it out on their own, or should you try to, you know, help them pull them out of that dark place, or how should you handle that?
Well, you know, some situations are deeper than others, meaning that, you know, they need more than just the two people in order to work it out. They need to get into counseling in order to work out some issues, because as the relationship materializes, oftentimes over a period of time, you know, we do things to each other unintentionally in order to, I won't say, we do it unintentionally. However, it takes away from the relationship. And the partners, you know, they aren't able to forgive. So it takes having someone outside of the relationship to listen unconditionally and be the sounding board for both people. It's important to remember that it takes both people in order to have a relationship. So if one person wants it and the other doesn't want it, then all of the tea in China isn't going to get it to work. It has to be both people's willingness in order to have it work. So if there's the willingness there, and, you know, and the person is still having trouble opening up, I would definitely suggest counseling.
And that's why I said what I said earlier about the key to a healthy sex and intimate life is adequate communication, because everybody wants a good, healthy sex life. I mean, you know, because you talked about the Venus technique and all the other great pieces of information you talked about from your website. And if the communication is suffering, or if you're shutting down emotionally, then of course that's going to affect your sex life, it's going to affect your intimacy, it's going to affect your closeness, and it's going to affect so many different areas of your relationship. So it's very important, you're right, that you do address that and try to figure out what might be causing the emotional shutdown or the emotional breakdown.
Yeah, and then offer alone, quiet time, just the two individuals, to have them be able to speak freely about what's going on with them without any, you know, feeling rushed or feeling pressured. You know, just, you know, concerns, keep making yourself available and there to speak to. And if it continues on, then definitely, you know, you want to get some assistance.
Jackie, would you see in your practice, do you see more men being affected? Do men allow the sex life to be affected when they are dealing with emotional issues, or do women more so allow the sex life to be affected if they're dealing with emotional issues?
I'm not, so can you explain that a little bit more, Kathy? I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Meaning that, okay, let's say one partner is dealing with some emotional things that are going on. Maybe they lost their job and they just can't deal with it because, you know, they're associating their self-worth with their job and they've lost it now.
Yes.
So they're dealing with it in their spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's causing them to shut down emotionally, which in turn affects their sex life. So do you see that more on a male side or a female side where their emotional issues are causing them to shut down the sex life?
Usually in a relationship, because the woman is usually the one who's holding the family together, and the man is the one who is responsible also for his end of it. Women, how can I say this? They already are used to taking so much pressure that it's, you don't see that as, you know, them, how can I explain that? Whereas with a man, when he's going through that, you will see it even more so because, you know, he's supposed to be the strength in the relationship.
Gotcha. Okay. And again, for those who are just joining us, Jackie's website is justaskjackie.com. She has given us so many wonderful tips and techniques, resources on her website to help you to have a fabulous sex life, intimacy with your partner, techniques, and the Venus butterfly technique. I am so anxious to read more about that and a lot of other techniques that are out there for his eyes only and for her eyes only. So there are two different video programs for the male and the female.
Yes.
So I encourage you to please check that out because I think you'll be very pleased.
And then we also have Allure Female Arousal Cream and Stamina RX for men because
So you have products as well?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Talk a little bit about that.
The Allura was created by a board-certified OBGYN. It was created for women who have had 3 or 4 kids who are on antidepressants, who are under a lot of stress, and their libido has dropped dramatically. It was created for them. However, women who don't have a problem with that love it as well. And so we have that for women, and then we have the Stamina RX liquid shots for men if they want a little help in that area.
Now, the Allure cream, does it have any type of, like, estrogen properties in it, or do you know?
I know that it is very safe. It's so safe that you can even digest it.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, now, do you apply it directly to your genital area, or is it?
It's applied to a woman's clitoris and the soft tissue, and you basically rub it in. And, you know, rub it in for about 2 minutes, very slow and in circular motion.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that you notice when you rub it in is, you know, that she starts to become more lubricated. And then it causes blood flow to come to the clitoris, making it hard and erect and causing her also to become aroused.
And how do you spell that?
Allura, A-L-U-R-A.
Okay, hold on. I want to put this in the chat room. A-L-U-R-A cream. And www.justaskjackie.com. Excellent. That sounds wonderful, Jackie. Okay, so kind of shifting gears a little, just a tad bit here. Relationships, there's so many different parts and angles and areas of relationships that suffer and we've challenged with. So what would you say to partners who are dealing with children, stepchildren, partners who are dealing with their partner's children. So let's say a female that is in a relationship with a gentleman, and the gentleman has children from a previous relationship or a previous marriage or vice versa, and you don't agree with how your partner is either disciplining those children or how he handles things with the relationship.
Well, that's something that you definitely want to get resolved over, because if not, it's going to cause a problem in your relationship. I remember a friend of mine telling me years ago that they didn't want to date anyone with children. And, you know, you think that that's, you know, hard, but, you know, honestly, they were being honest about what they wanted and what they were willing to put up with and what they weren't willing to put up with. So, you know, when you're dating in a relationship, you want to make sure that when it comes to kids, if one person has two kids or three kids or whatever, that you're okay with that going into the relationship before you get into it. And because to know that once you get into the relationship, you know, you're going to have to continue to be okay with it. And you want to see how they discipline their children to see if that's a match. I had one gentleman who broke up with a woman because he didn't like the way that she disciplined her children. She was very rude and uncaring, and he left her because of that. So, you know, that's very important. You want to make sure that you guys are on the same page when it comes to disciplining the children, and even how you're supposed to discipline them. You know, that's information that people should talk about prior to even getting into a committed relationship.
Absolutely.
You know, because if not, then, you know, you're not equally yoked.
And I think I've heard that the statistics for second marriages is, you know, the statistics for divorce rate for second marriages is very high, and even third marriages is higher.
Yes.
And I would think it is because of that, because, you know, you just can't deal with your partner's children from a previous
relationship. Not just that. It's like, Kathy, if you were buying a new house or you were buying a new car, you would do more research on that house or car than typically people do in finding their mate. You know, most people, when they enter into a relationship, they choose a relationship from five different places. You know, the person likes me and I like them. You know, they seem to have it together. You know, they look good. The sex is great. You know, I can go on even just talking about this. And those are not the areas in which to choose your relationship. You want to make sure that the person is equally matched up to your values, that they have values. You know, what are their viewpoints on children, raising children. On my website, Choosing a Relationship with Your Eyes Wide Open, I talk about this in detail and also give you an outline. You watch the e-seminar, and then you take the test at the end, and it has you see what has been holding you back in the past, and it also has you create a blueprint of what you're looking for in the future. Because for most people, you know, it's just, hey, gosh, he seems to have it together. And, you know, 6 to 8 months down the line, you find out the truth, because before that, you were meeting the person's representative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know,
Jackie, that brings up another question, because, as you know, we all know that when we first meet someone, we're excited and we want to put our best foot forward.
Oh, yes.
So, should you or should you not open up in those first few months of dating? Because I know a lot of people are afraid that, well, if I show the real true me and, you know, and I explain, you know, what's going on with me, that he or she may not want to be with me. So that's when the mask goes on, but it's probably really when the mask should come off. So.
Yes.
Should you or should you not open up in those first few months? And if you should open up, how quickly should you open up?
You know, Kathy, that's a very good question, because that's a question I'm often asked. You know, how much is too much information? I know.
Right.
I had one friend that was in a physically abusive relationship with her husband, and she ended up, you know, thank God, getting a divorce from him. But she found out that when she was dating men, that they, you know, one of the things that they'd want to know, well, you're beautiful, you're young, you know, what happened in your relationship? And she said, you know, I don't want to go into telling them about the abuse from this man. And she says, I don't know how I got myself into that relationship, and I don't want to get into another relationship nor dwell on that. And I said, well, what you say is what, you know, being honest is that you discovered that your partner and you were not equally balanced in your views and how you saw relationships, and you both decided to go your own ways, and, you know, you leave it at that rather than going into the details. Now, now if the person presses you for more information, you just, like, you know, tell them that you'd rather not talk about that, and you'd, care to leave the past in the past rather than to, you know, bring it up and continue to dwell on it.
Yeah,
you know,
makes good sense. And also along that same line, as you're getting to know the person initially, they're trying to put their best foot forward, how quickly should you engage in intimacy? I mean, how quickly should you jump into the sexual part of it when you meet someone, when you're just first dating? Because I know just from my experience that sex definitely changes the dynamics of a relationship.
Mm. Yeah, that's another very good question, is how quick to get into intimacy.
Right.
And the answer is you will know better than anyone, but it's important to remember this, is that there is something that we call oxytocin, that is every time that a woman and a man are intimate, they spread oxytocin, which is a chemical in the body that causes you to bond to your partner. Oxytocin is also released during when a woman is giving birth to her child, in order to have her, you know, bond to her child. It's also released when she's nursing a child. So we, as a species, are designed to continue to carry out the species. You know, that chemical in us is designed to have us bond. And so when you have intimacy too quick with someone who you may not ought to be in a relationship, you start to bond yourself to that person. That's why so often women will say, you know I need to leave, but it's very difficult for me to leave, because she's been bonding herself to that significant other.
That makes very good sense.
Yeah, so you want to make sure, in knowing that, you know, you have basically gotten the information that you want to get, and it satisfied to the degree that you feel like you can go to that level.
Exactly.
And
Jackie, you know, we talk a lot on this show about beliefs and how our beliefs can just really get in the way of us, you know, achieving our goals, period, in life. But belief can really get in the way of you finding the right person, because if you have beliefs that, there are no good men out there, all men are dogs, and all women want is men that can buy her things. And so if you have these types of beliefs, how much do you think that actually does hold you back and prevent you from attracting that right person to you?
Oh, man, it paints the picture of the person that you're going to get, whatever your belief system is. In my internet seminar, Choosing a Relationship with Your Eyes Wide Open, I give a complete example of that. Who, you know, the character in the seminar is called Jill, and, you know, she has a certain viewpoint of how men are. You know, all men are dogs, and, you know, this, that, and the other. And how she views men that is what she gets, and that is what shows up, because that's all she can see. Your views shape your life. So, you know, you could have a woman who, you know, attracts physically abusive men. Put her in a room with 100 men, and she will pick the one that's physically abusive, or she will, you know, turn him into abuser. And a lot of that is issues from our past. And, you know, now it's not all the time, you know, the woman, but, you know, it's also the man's responsibility as well. But we tend to attract that which we believe we are.
That's a very good point. And like I said, we do talk about that a lot on this show, and I do a lot of seminars and workshops about that, because our beliefs are so very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if a lot of people truly understand how powerful our thoughts are, because our thoughts are created. Our thoughts come into our conscious awareness based on what's in our subconscious, and what's in our subconscious is our beliefs.
Yeah, exactly.
And beliefs are established in our childhood, and beliefs are created from life experiences that we have, whether they're negative or positive, but that's where the beliefs come from. So if we experience failed relationships or divorce or anything, it could affect how we see the next relationship we're going to have. So, you know, we can't allow, just because one relationship failed or just because one relationship was abusive, if you can tell yourself, self-talk is very important, and if you can convince yourself and tell yourself and say it daily, have affirmations daily that say, I am beautiful, I am worthy, what God has for me is for me, send Mr. Right to me, because I have love to give, and I want love in return. So
yes.
These are just, you know, a few tips and methods that you can do to try to help to work on your belief system, because it's so huge.
And, you know, that is so important, Kathy. And, you know, the most attractive man and a woman is a man or a woman that's happy and whole and complete without a relationship.
Right.
And isn't looking for a relationship to fulfill themselves. You know,
so
that
true.
Is a wonderful relationship. So if you're that woman, if you're happy, whole and complete without a man in your life, then, you know, a man, and you know, having one in your life is just only going to add to it.
It sure is.
Yeah.
You know, I my pastor, he preached a sermon one day on that, and he said that the best time to want a relationship is when you don't need a relationship.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And Ayanna Van Zant said it so well in one of her quotes when she said, I am the one I've been searching for.
I love that.
I love that, too. Mm. I love that, too. Now, Jackie, I know we're going to be coming up on our 15 minutes here, so I want to make sure I try to get so much in, because you have such a wealth of knowledge. But I want to talk a little bit about online dating and blind dating and that whole thing, because I know I do receive a lot of emails with questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I'm not the expert on relationships, but I can, you know, give you the information I have. But I think online dating is safe to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have to be very careful, and we have to take precautions and, you know, just do the things that are necessary to know who you're speaking to, know who you're interacting with and emailing with, and be careful to give out your personal information.
No, yeah. I mean, but online dating is actually a wonderful way to meet someone. I mean, because the internet hooks you up and makes you accessible to people in places that before would be a very expensive long distance phone call to communicate with. So it's so wonderful. And, you know, people who are not even looking for a significant other, how many friends have you met through the internet that, you know, you have wonderful business relationships with, friendship relationships. So, you know, in the area of dating, you can also create that. You just, like you said, you want to make sure that you're being very careful and don't give out too much personal information too soon until you really get to know the person and, you know, do an adequate, you know, background check to to your liking before you pursue any, you know, further in that relationship.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And again, I mean, I would caution you to, if you're going to go that route, which I'm a big fan of it. I think it's fine. I know people who have had great success.
Oh, yeah.
And people who haven't had such great success. But the people who haven't had such great success are the people that didn't take the necessary precautions, because if you're going to speak to somebody online or you're going to email back and forth, I think you should take it in stages, don't you? I mean, first start with email, then move up to maybe phone. And
exactly. And the wonderful thing about with our dating service, AFineMatch.net, is that you can Skype the person without giving out any of your personal information. So, you know, you'll be able to, you know, when you get ready to give the person your email or your telephone number and your Skype and you move up the ladder, you'll be able to look at the person and see if this is somebody that you, you know, choose to continue to get to know.
Right.
And, you know, usually, you know, seeing a person, that can also take down some barriers because, you know, you're able to get more of a feel for the person versus just the photo.
Right, and sometimes we know, especially with online dating, that there can be a lot of misrepresentation with photos and,
oh, yeah,
and that type of things.
Then live Skyping people, then you know that there's no mistaking with the photo.
Exactly, exactly. And then when you do move up to that level of actually meeting them live and in person, you know, you want to be careful to go to a well-lit area.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a couple of friends, or at least have your friends maybe sitting at a table off to the side.
There you go. That's even better. Or, you know, also let somebody know where you're at. I know, like here in Houston, Texas, what we do, we have a few places that we have our singles to meet up at. And the one of the places is a really nice restaurant, and they know when our people are coming. So it's like they know the men who are coming and the female that are coming. So it makes for the environment being very safe.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That is really good. And then do you all have speed dating there in Texas, in Dallas?
Yeah, we have. We haven't done an event for a while. It's been a couple of months, but we should be doing another one after the first of the year.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's really fun because you can.
I know, and I was going to ask you about that because I've never been to one, but I've heard they are a lot of fun. You meet a lot of great people, and you really don't have to do a lot of the investigative part of it because the organization that sponsors it or hosts it, they do it for you.
Exactly, and you only meet. And you're only matched with people who you want to meet and they want to meet you. So if you don't want to meet them and they want to meet you, then you're not matched with them. And it gives you an opportunity to, you know, come together with a group of people, and you could potentially leave with, you know, anywhere from 3 to 7 people that you want to get to know better. That's the wonderful thing about it.
Now, how do they go about determining... When you say they only match you with people who want to meet you and you want to meet them, how do they go about doing that? Because if you're going around talking to a lot of different people in the room, do you fill out a form and you check the name of somebody you met and if you check each other's name?
Well, for our events, we have a thing called a speeding ticket. And everybody is given a speeding ticket when they register for the event. And there's tables that they sit at, and there's ice-breaking questions on the speeding ticket. So, you know, you're supposed to ask the questions or make up something, and it gives you an opportunity to ask questions that will break the ice and get both of you to talking. And you usually talk for about 7 minutes. And then you move on to the next person. And if you're interested in getting to know that person, then you will put a check by their number. There's no names that are given because, you know, you want to make sure that you protect people's privacy. Because it was so interesting at one speed dating event we had, this happened from a woman. she saw a guy there that she really wanted to get to know. And the guy, she checked yes on the guy, but the guy checked no on her. And, you know, she kept wanting to get his information. She kept calling our office to get his information. And, you know, that's not something that we're going to give. He said no, and so that's it. And but, you know, it makes it really safe because you're only matched with people that you're interested in meeting.
Now, Jackie, how can people in, because I know you have it there in your geographical area, but how can people find out if they have speed dating available in their cities or surrounding cities?
I would suggest doing a Google search on it. Put in speed dating in your city and state and see what comes up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay. Great. Okay, well, and I just wanted to make sure, you know, we have a few minutes left, but I wanted you to be able to share with our listeners some of your upcoming projects, workshops, seminars, anything that you have going on, new websites you're going to be putting together, whatever may be going on with Jackie Fine.
Well, I am working on my book right now. They can download my e-book, The Power of Intimacy. 9 Steps to Getting the Love Life You Desire. You can download that for free on my website at www.justaskjackie.com. We, of course, have the videos, the book, The One-Hour Orgasm, and I'm also working on a new book that's due out right before Valentine's Day, and I was working on that book with my mentor, and I'm really excited about it and what we were creating for couples. And, you know, we're intended to definitely have them have this book keep them home on a Friday night with some fun things to do with each other.
And what's the name of that one?
The title, we haven't completed the title yet. We're still playing with it. And, you know, it's kind of like waiting until the end before we put the cherry on top, so to speak.
And are your books geared toward married couples or just couples in general?
It's geared to anyone who wants to improve their relationship. So if you're single and you're wanting to date again and you want to date, want to be educated on dating and you want a particular type and you know what you're looking for, you know, we have the dating service for that. If you're in a relationship and you've been with your spouse for a long period of time and you're looking for ways to put the spice back, you know, we have something for that. So it's basically from that degree and to anyone in between.
Excellent. That is fabulous. And I just wanted to add that Jackie and I together are also working on a teleseminar. We don't have a specific date yet, but we are working on a teleseminar that is going to combine building effective relationships as well as how to put your goals in place to make it happen.
Yes.
So that's going to be coming up probably around the first of the year, just in time for you to start your new year off right. And again, for everyone who may be just joining us in the chat room or who may be just joining us on the phone line listening in, Jackie is in my partnership team, and I am so excited about that. And my book campaign is going to be starting up, or it's going to be happening on December the 10th. Jackie is going to be offering a fabulous gift package, and I'm not going to reveal that. I'm going to let you go to the website, www.emotionalbailout.com, and you will see Jackie there, and you can click her link, because I have her link on the page that she's going to be offering her free gift on December the 10th. So I know you don't want to miss this, because after everything Jackie has talked about today with the butterfly technique and all of these other wonderful erotic type of activities that you can participate in with your partner and your significant other and your spouse, and it's just really wonderful. I tell you, I can't wait to look up that Allura cream. That sounds fantastic.
Yes,
that
definitely.
Really sounds good.
It's something that you once you try it, you definitely want to share it with your girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first heard about it, I was given it, and my girlfriend was given to, you know, she had a sample, and I had a sample, and I took mine home and put it on the dresser. She was smart. She took hers home and used it that night. And you know how it is when your girlfriends start talking, right?
Yes.
Her and her husband, she and her husband have been married for over 18 years, and she said that it was by far one of the best episodes they had. So then I had to go and try it that night. And let me tell you, she definitely wasn't joking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I know I can't wait to try.
Yeah. Kathy, I'm going to have to send you a sample.
Oh, please do. Absolutely, please do. And for all you listeners out there, you never, ever know. In my book campaign, Jackie's a partner. You don't know what her free gift is going to be. So I'm telling you, you better just stay tuned. We have lot of wonderful surprises in store for you. Mark your calendars for December the 10th. For every person who purchases a copy of Emotional Bailout, 9 Principles for Rising When Your World is Falling, will have access to over $4,000 worth of free bonus gifts, resources, ebooks, MP3 downloads, free coaching sessions, so many different resources that you just absolutely would not believe. These resources valued over $4,000. Now, where can you get $4,000 worth of wonderful, valuable resources from individuals who are experts in their fields? I mean, these individuals have been featured on the Today Show, Good Morning America, Oprah, Montel, and have been featured in publications such as Time Magazine, Today, USA Today, and so many publications. So I'm telling you, you guys really should go to emotionalbailout.com, check it out, just take a look at it, and mark that date on your calendar. So, Jackie, my dear, we are coming up on our last few minutes, and I want to give you an opportunity to just, if you want to kind of close it out and tell our listeners what you want them to know, you, your services, and you have just been a wealth of knowledge this evening. I just knew this time was going to go by so fast.
No, yes, Kathy. Thank you so much for having me on. Your listeners, if they want to send me a question, they can also send me a question at justaskjackie.com. I have my videos there, I have Lure there. I have so much information on the site that it will definitely keep them pleasurably entertained for months to come. They can also download my free ebook and join my mailing list, and they will be updated on all types of information, plus get tips on improving their relationship and other important advice that I provide for them.
Well, you can't really ask for much more than that, listeners. So there you have it. Relationships are so important in our lives. They are so important. Having a great job, having a lot of possessions, those things are good, but your relationships are actually what you are going to want to hold on to when you're taking that last breath of life. So keep that in mind, because Jackie is a fabulous, fabulous resource. Thank you, my dear. It has been a pleasure to have you on our show this evening. You have been wonderful, a wealth of knowledge. Visit Jackie at www.justaskjackie.com. JustAskJackie.com, or email her at Jackie@JustAskJackie.com. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Take care, Kathy. Have a great week.
I will. You do the same. Thank you to all my listeners. We will be back next week. My co-host, Tony Lamont, will be rejoining us next week. And I'm signing off for now. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill. Good night, everyone.